You're listening to Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev. 20% off MSRP cash credit on select vehicles, over 4,500 on the Sonic, over 12,500 on the Tahoe. You won't believe what you can say. Stop in, check it out right now at Lakewood Chev. We welcome in Kevin Woodley from In Goal Magazine and NHL.com. Fresh off a European vacation. Are you like Clark Griswold, Woodley? What's happening?
Did he gain 10 pounds in Italy in 2 weeks? I'm right there then, right there with him. Let me tell you.
10 pounds? Nice.
Oh, the food. Just how do you say no to the food and the wine? And the no, it was a fantastic trip and a really great family trip and touched on some of the big ones, Venice, Rome, a little time on the Amalfi Coast in Sorrento. And yeah, relaxed and, you know, just a month left before the season. But for me, really, August is when it gears up with a lot of camps with NHL goalies as they start their preparations for the season. Usually, most guys, that's kind of a, you know, it started in July, but they really start to ramp up with private sort of lessons with goalie coaches and these pro camps here in August.
Yeah, I know. And you're working with like five or six goalies. So we'll get into that the next month. It'll be great. But so today I want to talk about a few things.
Yes,
bounce back goalies. Sergei Bobrovsky had a great bounce back year. He, you know, fitting that you talked about weight to start the program, but he lost about 15 pounds and came back and was great. Now, I'm not saying Varlamov and Schneider need to lose weight by any stretch, but Varlamov especially had a brutal year in Colorado, and Corey Schneider, for his standards, had a really off year in New Jersey. What went wrong for both individually, and which one do you think is more likely to have a bounce back year?
I like both. They're kind of the two guys I highlighted for bounce back years. If I had to pick one, it might be Schneider, maybe because I just haven't been able to put my finger on why it went south as it did for him last year. And again, just by his standards, I mean, for him to be, I think it was 908, below NHL average, for a guy who, since breaking in, has consistently been, you know, 923 type guy and higher. The fact they reunite him with a goalie coach who, in Rolly Melanson, who is here with him kind of coming up in Vancouver and is just really good as a coach at running the type of drills that keep guys sharp and keep guys fresh, whether they're playing a lot or playing a little. And so there's a familiarity there with Corey's game, with what Corey thrives on, you know, that I think will help Corey. Varlamov, if he had a better team in front of him, I might put him higher on that list. That's the only sort of question mark, because I don't know how good any goalie's going to be in Colorado this season, because they're a bit of a mess. But physically, much like Bobrovsky, it was actually 19 pounds last summer that he lost. And the remarkable thing, it was almost all muscle, because he'd kind of trained a little too aggressively, a little too bulked up the season before. For Varlamov, it's all about finally having healthy hips. And we saw, yes, he struggled, has struggled off and on since that as a finalist season, the year he probably should have won it ahead of Rask. And a lot of that, I do believe, is injury-related. When you look at some of the sort of nagging groin injuries that he's had to deal with, yes, he's an explosive athletic goalie, tends to get reaching, tends to overextend a little bit. And yeah, that's hard on the body. But when you've got a hip problem, when you start to see recurring groin injuries, it's often related to a hip problem. And now that he's got that fixed, I mean, we've seen it with other guys. It's not just being healthy again, but it's almost a boutique surgery. Like, he had a serious injury and it needed to be repaired. But a lot of guys are actually being proactive about it just because of how much better they can feel once it's like a lube job for the hips. You clean out that socket, you get everything working again. That eliminates the tightness in the groin that's usually a part of compensating for problems in the hips. And we've just seen so many guys over the years come back from this surgery, and it's like a reset physically. They actually feel better than they did before. And Varlamov's already shown the potential he has since coming to Colorado, and even in Washington. And so for me, there may be a bit of an adjustment for him. They're bringing in UC Parkilla, a Finnish-born goaltending coach who worked with Varlamov in Russia. And so, again, familiarity, I think that will help him. But there may be an adjustment for Parkilla tactically that he's going to have to make with Varlamov here in the NHL, because the KHL is a different style of game, a lot of east-west, pass, pass, pass. And just when you think they're finally going to shoot, another pass. It's all about back doors and lots of east-west opportunities. The NHL is a bit of more of a quick strike game where the goalie has to be ready all the time, plays off the wall, come to the net so much faster and so much more often, out of the corner, below the goal line even. These are plays that are less dangerous overseas than they are in the NHL. And so as long as the goalie coach can make that adjustment and work with Varlamov to make sure his game is sort of built for the NHL tactically, I think technically the skills are there. I think athletically the skills are there. If he's healthy again, and if that defense is anything better than horrid, he's got a chance to have, you know, another really good season.
Kevin Woodley from In Goal Magazine and NHL.com joins us. Speaking of injuries, Robin Leonard, he teases you, shows you a lot of signs that this guy could maybe get into the upper echelon of goalies, but he's yet to get there consistently. What do you see in Leonard, and is this a real kind of show-me year for him, and is that why he only got the one-year deal?
Well, I mean, that's funny. Yes, injuries have been a problem. The guy played 59 games last year, right? I mean, it was 2 years ago where he ran into the ankle injury. I think Robin Lehner has improved since going to Buffalo. I think that I called that at the time that I thought we'd see that. He relied so much on raw skill in Ottawa. And technically, to me, he actually regressed in his 3 years in Ottawa. Now, we've seen some improvements in Buffalo, and the results have been pretty good. I mean, yes, he missed 2 years ago. He missed a ton of time with injury, but he posted a 924. Last year, he was 920 behind again. Not a great team in the Buffalo Sabres, and he did start, you know, like I said, started 58, played 59. So that potential's always been there. And I like the way he's trending under goalie coach Andrew Allen, who is, you know, has quickly since coming from Chicago been recognized as one of the really good goaltending coaches in the NHL. You talk to guys like Chad Johnson, who worked with him, Anders Nilsson. I mean, they all just love him for the work he does. And Lehner seems to be in that same boat. Now, that said, whether he can stay healthy is a real legitimate question, Jason. And I think, you know, I like that he's found something in the off season that motivates him to do the work physically that he needs to do. And in his case, that's MMA. He does a lot of training, even goes as far as sparring in the off season because I don't want to say adrenaline junkie, but he's a guy who needs that motivation. He needs a little bit of juice when he's training. He talked to me about it, and he gets that from MMA. And there's a lot of sort of nice correlations between goaltending and that style of training that I think he's benefited from. So taking care of his body, I like his chances of staying healthier as he progresses now that he's added that to his repertoire. The downside is there are still things in his movement patterns, in a tendency to reach with his legs and actually pull his body away from the puck in certain save executions. You've heard me talk about John Gibson's style is always going to put more stress on his body. There are some similarities there with Lehner. And as long as those kind of continue, as long as he's, because anytime you play that one, anytime you've got that extra reach in your game, that little bit of opening up and extending versus tracking down and into the puck, it adds stress through the hips and the lower body. And as long as that's there for him, he is going to be a guy who is at risk of more injuries, is potentially more injury prone. So I like the way everything's trending, but that little element that's still in his game always brings that risk with it.
Bishop to Dallas. I don't think there's any way he can be worse than the goaltending they've had the last few years. So that's a huge positive for the Stars. But you've talked a lot over the years about systems working with goaltenders and how that sometimes can alter a goalie's success. So what do you make of Bishop in Dallas with Ken Hitchcock?
Well, again, this is the problem because I don't think any of us know completely not only what Ken Hitchcock's going to bring in terms of system and style, because don't forget, he changed the system in St. Louis last year. And that was a part of, A, him getting fired, but B, the massive struggles that the Blues and especially their goaltenders had in the first part of the season. As much as everyone wanted to talk about Jake Allen and Carter Hutton costing Ken Hitchcock his job, it was the
the move to a more man-to-man system in the defensive zone versus his old sort of zone-based system that led to a lot of those problems. So, you know, until you see it, it's really hard to know. But I think anecdotally and what we know of Ken Hitchcock, I think the move he made last year was probably to try and get the attention of a group he was starting to lose. So you would expect him to go back to what has worked, what worked previously in St. Louis. And that's a system that, you know, has traditionally been goaltender friendly. So I'm with you. I think that they have to get better goaltending. I like Ben Bishop. I don't like the term on his contract. He's another guy who there are elements of his game that will probably lead to injuries. And we've seen that. Just you add all the things I talked about with Lehner to Bishop's massive frame, which again, you're just, the longer those limbs are, the more stress you're putting on the connective joints when you're reaching and extending the way he tends to, and the way when you're pulling off the puck as you do that. But that said, he's capable of excellence when he is healthy. And the other factor here is don't sleep on Kari Lehtinen, because Kari Lehtinen 5-on-5 was pretty good for the Dallas Stars last year. It was the penalty kill and an abhorrent penalty kill that really killed his statistics. So if Bishop can come in and have a reset whereby the team has confidence in him and they can all get on the same page systems-wise, and this could take a little bit. There will be some possible early struggles, but if they can all get on the same page systems-wise and Bishop builds that confidence, maybe an opportunity there for Kari Lehtinen to kind of ride in behind him and feed off some of the confidence the team builds in the system. And because I think that's been lost, that trust has been broken a little bit between Kari and the team. As much as they've let him down, you get in that situation. I use Steve Mason as a comparison in Columbus where, you know, everybody's trying to do everybody else's job. Kari's watching things break down like crazy for as long as he has there, so he starts cheating. The players, and then you start leaking as a goaltender, and the players start trying to do your job as well, and pretty soon nobody's doing their own job. I think there's an element of that that has crept in Dallas. But if everybody can reset and get on the same page quickly under Hitchcock's new system and buy in a little more to defensive detail than they have, especially the forwards in past years, then I think Bishop's going to be good there. And I also think they could end up with a really good tandem, because I don't think all of the problems last year were could be blamed on Kari Lehtinen and even Antti Niemi to a lesser extent. I think that really was systems-based.
Kevin Woodley from Ingo Magazine and NHL.com joins us. Kev, we went through this all last summer, and they never made the change until January. I know you've talked openly how the chest protector change is a lot bigger of an adjustment than the pants change for a goaltender. So I know you've been on holidays, but have you talked to any goalies before you left? Like, are they expecting their chest protectors before the season starts? And if not, could they change it during the year? Like, did the NHL open up Pandora's box by making them change last year and just expects they could do the same this season?
I'll be honest with you. This is a file I haven't had a chance to check in on since I got back, basically into the weekend from overseas. But it's interesting. I've seen some pictures. And I've seen guys, you know, like some locker room shots of guys getting ready for summer training. And what I haven't seen in those pictures is new equipment. I have not seen new chests and arms. I'm seeing guys with last year's chest and arm hanging in their locker. And, you know, maybe that's just, you know, going out for training in the old stuff. I think my instinct is that these guys, if they had new stuff, would want to be in it right away and adjusting and getting used to it. So I do believe that, well, I don't have an answer as to whether anybody has the new stuff. The leanings I had before I left were that if the changes that will be approved, the gear that the equipment companies at least think is going to be improved, is not going to be as dramatic a downsizing, at least visually, as people may be expecting. There are guys who wore some of this equipment late last season in the NHL, much like some guys wore the pants before it was mandated because they liked how it felt. There are some guys that were in chest and arm last year that the equipment companies believe will be approved for this season. But what we haven't seen is, or at least I haven't seen, is whether it is going to be approved and whether that's going to be enough or if we're going to see a radical remake. As I told you, there was a point where the NHL had engaged a third-party designer, a guy who used to still in the business but doesn't have any NHL clients anymore, so there's a bit removed, to come up with a new sort of prototype. And if that's the case, I don't think we're going to be ready because the equipment companies have built their own. Those are ready if they're approved. If you ask them to change again and start from scratch based on a new prototype, there's no way that that can be ready even now on August 1st by mid-October. It's such an extensive change. There's so many pieces in a chest and arm. What I don't have is the answer as to which way anybody's leaning. My hunch is we'll see modified versions of what guys were wearing last year. And like I said, in some cases, guys were wearing pieces that they already believe will be approved. And what you're going to see is a rounding of the shoulders. You're going to see a rounding of the arms, a rounding around the elbows. And what equipment companies seem to be doing better is adding sort of extra pieces in the shape of rounded arms, almost like a floater over top, but not wider, rounded plastic pieces to absorb some of that impact from the pucks. Again, you have to be very careful with protection here. It's been a while since we've seen a broken collarbone. I think Marty Biron was the last one. But if you don't test these and guys go out in them and they do break a collarbone, I've already had one veteran who made no bones about the fact that he would see that as a workplace safety issue that might require litigation in his mind. So I think you have to be safe. I think you have to do your testing. And for those reasons, I think the pieces that the equipment company has in some ways already put through at least some testing with their own guys, sampling it and even wearing it last season, I think those are the types of changes we're more likely to see this year, as opposed to anything as extreme as kind of a NASCAR-esque, here's the new model, we're completely changing how we want you all to build it, and everyone has to meet these standards. I just don't think we're going to see that happen.
Kev, great to have you back, man. Happy you enjoyed your holiday, and enjoy the treadmill to shed the 10 pounds.
I'm on it. As soon as I'm off the phone on the treadmill, I get in the side eye from the wife here. We gotta drop a few.
There you go. All right, we'll talk to you next week. It's Kevin Woodley from In Goal Magazine, NHL.com.